Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I said that unless she wants to borrow a lot of money, unfortunately, or unless she wants to spend her own money, I personally can't see how it's going to do a whole lot of good in many more stops along the way. Maybe not New Hampshire quitting by then, maybe not South Carolina or Florida, but down the road, you know, unless something really turns around for her, I don't see a way to progress her candidacy to become the top-tiered candidate. And I'm not saying that to disparage her personally, so people can, you know, quit the shots already that I've taken just because I voiced my opinion about a candidate. She's got good things to offer. She's done a great job. I'm proud of her. And I think she's going to be back in the House of Representatives, and we're going to be thankful for her being there.
Well, there's old Sarah. Oh, that's probably not it. There's Sarah Palin. We'll take the old out of that. Or I will. Her remarks that were made earlier that Michelle Bachmann ought to get out of the race, she basically underscores them again there. Bachmann in sixth place in the Iowa caucuses. But she says, I'm getting out. I'm staying in Iowa. And the GOP race is this basic focus here at the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for Wednesday, the 4th of January, 2012. Your calls at 800-510-8255, and certainly the Iowa political caucuses, the fact that Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum had a tie. Romney won by 8 votes, and then Ron Paul finishing third, 21% of the votes went to him. Newt Gingrich, 4th, 13%. Rick Perry, 5th, 10%. And Bachmann had 5% of the vote. John Huntsman was 7th, had 1%. Apparently he wasn't that interested in Iowa in the first place. So are you? 800-510-8255, especially the people in Iowa, people in New Hampshire, people who are, we're all part of this system. The system requires that you vote in the primary. I don't mean we have somebody with a gun to your head and you'll be arrested, but if you want the system to work better, and who doesn't, then you need to participate in these primaries, because that's where the real decisions are made. If you want someone who has no chance of winning against Barack Obama to win because of your own feelings, your strong feelings about this issue or that issue, then you're not really opposed to Mr. Obama. If you really think it through, your principles have a lot of defining to do. You have to figure out what's more important to you, whether you want to keep Mr. Obama in there for another 4 years or you want to get him out. Is there anybody who's running? This is an interesting question for everybody to sort of ponder. Is there anybody who's running out of these 6 people or 7 people who would not be better than Obama? In other words, if you're a Republican and you're listening to me right now, is there anybody in here, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, John Huntsman, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, is there anybody in that list that would be worse than having Barack Obama back again? 800-510-8255. Here's Mitt thanking his supporters.
We're all working together because of our passion for this country and our concern that it's being led by a president who may be a nice guy, but just is over his head. And you look, I mean, I look at his campaign, you know, 4 years ago tonight, he was giving a victory celebration speech here in Des Moines. And he'd been going across the state making all sorts of promises. The gap between his promises 4 years ago and his performance is as great as anything I've ever seen in my life. We face an extraordinary challenge in America, and you know that. And that is, internationally, Iran is about to have nuclear weaponry just down the road here. And this president, what's he done in that regard? He said he'd have a policy of engagement. How's that worked out? All right, not terribly well. We have no sanctions of a severe nature, the crippling sanctions put in place. The president was silent when dissident voices took to the streets in Iran. And, of course, he hasn't prepared the military options that would present credibly our ability to take out the threat that would be presented by Iran. He's failed on that. And then how about with regards to the economy? He went out and borrowed $787 billion, and his administration said they'd hold unemployment below 8%. Hasn't been below 8% since. You got 25 million people today out of work or stopped looking for work or unable to get the kind of job that will allow them to meet their needs. This is not just a statistic, by the way. These 25 million people, this unemployment at 8.5%. These are real people whose lives have been impacted severely. People who lose their jobs over a long period of time. They sometimes lose their marriages, lose their faith, become depressed. This is just a tragedy. It didn't need to happen. Almost everything the president has done has made it harder for businesses to grow and to hire and to put people back to work. And then, of course, there's one more aspect of his track record that's been a failure. He was critical of President Bush for not balancing the budget, for having such large deficits. His deficits have been three times larger or more.
Well, that's a good exercise in understanding how badly Obama has done. And that's just the beginning of an overview of someone who has failed miserably. And the tone set there, is that important to you, the tone of the candidate, whether it's, again, Romney or any of the other people that are running? That's a tone, nice guy, incompetent. I'd say that was the way to win. If it was me who could make the decision, I can make my decision on who I'm voting for. You can make yours. But in terms of the tone that is set for an election, the tone that is set maybe sets the tone of the work that gets done in Washington. And we know that Barack Obama went back on his promise of being civil. George Bush did as well. The two of them are peas in a pod, as far as I'm concerned, and most Americans feel the same way. They don't give a damn. There are fewer Republicans and fewer Democrats now. In retrospect, we have more people who are residents of our country, but fewer people who claim to be members of either of the two major parties because they have failed you miserably. That's why most people in the middle, okay, I'll vote for who I think is best. And so you give somebody a decent choice over Barack Obama, and that's who's going to be president. Don't give him a decent choice. Obama will be president, and there'll be Republicans in the Senate and the House. Good or bad, that's the way it'll fall. 800-510-8255. Line up with your calls. We'll take as many of them as we can in this hour. Your feelings, your thoughts about the status of things. The anniversary is upon us, by the way, just for yucks. Newt Gingrich, on this date 1995, elected Speaker of the House of Representatives, first Republican to hold the post in 40 years, and the first Georgia Speaker in 100 years. Did it do him any good in terms of his present quest? 14 past the hour on the countdown.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584. This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt. Admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the results of the Iowa caucuses from the perspective of the candidates. Then we'll take your calls, sprinkle them in here as we may. Ron Paul went out to thank his supporters. He came in third, talking about the importance of the message he's delivering now here.
The biggest change, I think, in intellectual and political changes that we have brought about is the emphasis on a very important matter, making sure we get to the bottom of the ultimate bailouters, and that is our Federal Reserve System. We need reforms there, and we need a new monetary system, and obey the Constitution. This is something that we've made great progress. So the first and initial important step that we've worked so hard, and it's on the table. Today, there was a national poll came out, and they were talking about how many people supported the gold standard. How long has it been since they've taken a national poll on the gold standard? And guess what? The majority of the American people believe we should have a gold standard, not a paper standard. But also the great strides that we have made has been really on the foreign policy. The fact that we can once again talk in a Republican circles and make it credible, talking about what Eisenhower said, to be aware of the military-industrial conflict. Talk about the old days when Robert Taft, Mr. Republican, said that we shouldn't be engaged in these entangling alliances. He believed what the founders taught us. He didn't even want to be in NATO. We certainly don't need NATO and the UN to tell us when to go to war. But we have seen a great difference. The majority of the American people are behind us on this whole war effort. They're tired of the war. Cost too much money. Too many people get killed. Too many people get injured. Too many people get sick. And the majority, maybe 70 or 80% of the American people now are saying it's time to get out of Afghanistan. So those are the issues. Those are the issues that we have brought front and center. They're out there. They're not going to go away. And we have tremendous opportunity to continue this momentum. It won't be long that there's going to be an election up in New Hampshire. And believe me, this momentum is going to continue. And this movement is going to continue. And we are going to keep scoring, just as we have tonight.
All right, you're buying that? 800-510-8255, as far as the candidates are concerned, what they spent on advertising. Rick Perry dominated radio in Iowa, buying 2,000 commercials. Didn't do him any good, really. But look where he showed up, in fifth place. 21 past the hour on the countdown.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talking about what may be sweet music to the ears of supporters of the three top candidates, Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, and Ron Paul. Newt Gingrich was fourth in that group. 800-510-8255 as we review the, I guess, reactions and what the candidates have to say as a result of being where they are. Here's voter Jimmy in Texas with some thoughts on the results. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on the countdown.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I think all candidates should stay in. I think there's a lot of good and bad for each candidate. I'm still undecided, but it's very interesting that no one's talking about the crossover vote in Iowa, as far as I understand. And being here in Texas, you know, we got two guys from Texas in the game still. I don't think Perry's got a shot, but I think he should keep playing the game until, you know, at least the first or quarter or half is over. But look at the number of Democrats that actually registered for the Iowa caucus, and I'd like to know that number. How many voted for Romney or Santorum or Paul or whoever? That'd be an interesting statistic.
You're right. You're right about that. That would be a very interesting statistic, and I'm sure somebody will dig it out, and we'll have that info probably later in the day. Great thought, Jimmy. Thank you for calling. 800-510-8255. Rick Perry said he thought defeating Obama would be like defeating Hitler. Those of you who support him, what say you about that thought, that statement? Here's Rick Perry saying he's going back to Texas to reassess again after he spent all that money and only came in sixth. Is this a waste of time for him?
You know, when I began this campaign a little more than 4 months ago, I didn't do it because it was a lifelong ambition to be the President of the United States. I did it because our country's in trouble. Many of you have heard the story of us, Need and I, sitting on the couch and talking about that this wasn't my purpose in life. But our country was in trouble. And it was my duty to serve my country one more time. And this campaign's never been about me. It's about a movement of Americans who see our country that's really not on the track that most of us want it to be on. $15 trillion of debt, some 50 million Americans that are on food stamps, 13 million of us, 13 million of our fellow citizens that are out of work. They don't see a Washington that's willing to make hard decisions to help them, to get them back on their feet again. They're looking for people to make some right decisions. They're looking for someone that will stand up and give them hope that we can get this country back on track again. But with the voters' decision tonight in Iowa, I decided to return to Texas, assess the results of tonight's caucus, determine whether there is a path forward for myself in this race. I believe that this is the greatest nation on the face of the earth, a nation that I was blessed to serve as a pilot in the United States Air Force, a nation that has been and will continue to be a beacon for freedom around the world.
Well, I think Mr. Perry is, as my father used to say, full of old shoes when it comes to this was not about me, our nation's in trouble, and I figured I could fix the problem. Give him the benefit of the doubt, if that's how he really thought. He really doesn't, he didn't understand himself particularly well, never mind what the public would say about him. And so what's the analysis that you have here? Does this first vote reinforce the ideological divide, the fact that the top three people are pretty different in their philosophy? Santorum certainly pretty much the opposite of Mitt Romney. So where does that take you when it comes to New Hampshire? Well, that'll be a week or two away, and you can be sure there'll be lots of talk about it, because that's all the talk is about today, the GOP race and the Iowa caucuses. We continue with that focus on the countdown in a matter of moments here.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a question. Well, you now get live one-on-one expert tax advice for free. Just pick up the phone or chat with us online to get the answers you need.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice services free.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
A roundup of what's happened in Iowa and how this race continues is the focus here. We have on the News Talk radio circuit a lot of great radio programs and hosts that we monitor to produce this program every day. A unique, one-of-a-kind look-see, if you will, or listen-see to mostly the radio hosts. Some of it is television, the pundits and all of their barking. Mitt Romney has grown so confident in the Iowa win that he dropped all of his pretense to be humble and proclaimed, "We are going to win this thing." At the same time, Rick Santorum insisted that his momentum carried its own whiff of victory. And maybe there's something to what both of them said. What say you? 800-510-8255. Moving away from the actual the results and listening to the candidates into some of the radio hosts and their thoughts. Todd Feinberg and Tom Finneran talking now to analyst Dick Morris, who says we haven't heard the last of Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich has fallen apart in Iowa in terms of his numbers in the polls, but he's still strong nationally. Is he over?
No, he's not over. Newt will rise again. I think in South Carolina, I think that whoever wins in Iowa, I think Romney will probably finish strong enough to be able to win in New Hampshire. And then I think Newt will win in South Carolina.
Help us think through Rick Perry, who stumbled badly in a few debates, but his spending money seems to have risen a little bit lately in the polls, but does not seem to be in that top three. Is Rick Perry the kind of guy who will run the whole marathon and spend the money that he has?
Stick a fork in him, he's done.
Really? Wow.
Is Rick Perry the most intriguing collapse that you can recall?
Well, it shows that no matter how much money you have and how well-known you are and what kind of base you're coming from, if you're not very bright, you're not going to be president.
Is that what you think the issue is? It's not that he was flustered by the spotlight?
I don't think he's a smart man.
Who is smart out of this crew? Who's the brightest?
The brightest is obviously Gingrich, but they're all pretty bright.
And who's the most capable, do you think, if you, Dick Morris, could pick one of them to be the president, who's the most capable of doing the job?
Well, I'm not going to get that. That's hard to do. You have, on the one hand, Romney, who probably would govern more from the center. On the other hand, Newt would govern with the most passion and the most creativity. And I think they're both very good, and I'm not really prepared to be for one or the other.
Yes,
I think that Romney has a better chance of beating Obama, but I think Gingrich could still beat Obama.
All right, so there's Dick Morris. We all know where he's coming from. Newt Gingrich could beat Obama, but it looks to me, well, listening to him anyway, sounds like he's suggesting that the smart vote is Mitt Romney. Meanwhile, Gingrich continues his way of, it's like a slash and burn, and that's what makes him unacceptable. He may be more creative, but what does America need? Somebody to polarize people more or get people together? Gingrich called Romney a liar. He said to him in an interview, level with the American people about your views. And so, and yeah, it said when the interviewer said, well, is he a liar? And Gingrich said, yes. So how does that help get rid of Obama? It's all about Newt. And Rick Perry isn't smart enough to be president. I'm not sure Michelle Bachmann is. I mean, these people, the process sifts out the people that really sort of stand out, doesn't it? And vice versa. 800-510-8255. Radio reviews. Before we get back to your calls, here's host Nick Reed talking about whether the caucuses make any difference or not.
Iowa. Iowa, Iowa, Iowa. What does Iowa mean? Iowa is sort of more about fun and gossip than anything else. And if you look at it, not a whole heck of a lot of winners of Iowa go on to get the nomination. And even less actually become president. New Hampshire's the same way. The state that appears to, at least thus far in history, interesting note for you, to quote, if you want to say, hand the nominee to somebody, is South Carolina. It's not Iowa. It's not New Hampshire. It's very difficult, though, for us to fathom that, because we live in the moment when it comes to these caucuses and when it comes to these primaries. If the guy or gal that you love wins in Iowa, you're so caught up in the moment and the excitement, the euphoria, and everybody that you see on the news and the interviews and all the panelists, they're talking about how your candidate was the one, and boy, they've got the momentum there and what this means for the other states, and all of a sudden the fundraising dollars come in, and man, the sky's the limit. You think, there's no way that my candidate isn't going to get it now. It's over. It's done. If your candidate doesn't fare well in Iowa, you're mad, frustrated. You see all the news is about that other candidate and how they're the ones that's the inevitable nominee and how all their fundraising dollars, and so the guy or gal that you like all of a sudden isn't that relevant anymore, and you're mad and you're frustrated and you're downtrodden. Well, in the meantime, you're looking, unless you live in Iowa, you're looking far away. Well, what happens in New Hampshire and South Carolina oftentimes is very, very different.
It is. We have very different thinking across this country, and this will shake up some of the conventional thinking, the process, as long as you participate. That's what the underscore is. It'll be interesting, once all the stats are in, to see, as we said earlier, how many Democrats changed their allegiance and voted in the Republican caucus in Iowa, and if that trend continues across the country. My bet is, yes, it will. And that's only one of the things. I think that some people describe this as a march of folly. Maybe it's a march to folly because the system is so imperfect. But that's what makes it so interesting. And at the end of the day, we maintain our presence, although it's shaky, our status in the world. We're still on the top of the heap, and that probably isn't going to change for a long, long time because of the realities of what's going on in other countries. But do we need inspired leadership, a different kind of country, actually, has evolved because of the new technology. And I find it interesting to note that Rupert Murdoch, who people were talking about the last couple of days as he signed on to Twitter, seems to be getting the hang of it. He used his new account to signal support for Rick Santorum, tweeting that Santorum is the only candidate with genuine big vision for our country. It wasn't quite an endorsement, but Murdoch went on to praise Santorum, saying that it was good to see him surging in Iowa. So it tells us something about what happens at Fox News, because Murdoch's company run, own, control Fox News. So does that mean that Fox is going to be on top of Santorum? Watch very carefully how that has been support for Newt with some of the people there and Romney, to be certain. But see if because of Romney, Murdoch's influence, if Fox doesn't seem to be swinging toward, Santorum. 800, you don't have to worry about MSNBC. They're not swinging anywhere. They'll be right there for Mr. Obama. 800-510-8255. In a moment, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia talks to a radio host about their primary, which is coming up pretty soon as well.
I would have loved to have seen every one of the candidates on the ballot. I think it would have made for a much more competitive contest. I think it would have put a lot more attention on the Virginia primary. But the bottom line was there were rules. Everybody knew the rules. You can't change the rules in the middle of the game just because you don't like the result. And like it or not, there were only two candidates that did what they needed to do in order to qualify for the ballot, and that was Governor Romney and Congressman Paul. And, you know, with all due respect to these other candidates, all of whom are friends of mine and I have great respect for, they have no one to blame for that but themselves. The truth is they didn't have the organization in place to comply with the ballot access requirements, and that's their fault. It's not anybody else's fault. Only two candidates qualified, and one of those candidates is probably going to walk away with Virginia's delegates.
Given the fact that we all know who the candidates are, and probably would like they have the ability to vote for the candidate of our choice if we're going to participate in the Virginia primary, in this day and age, does it make sense to have to go through the hoofs and jumps of having voters sign petitions in order to get people on the ballot? We know who the candidates are.
Well, I think that's a fair question. And, you know, these ballot access requirements have been in place in Virginia since the 1970s. They're nothing new. All of us who have run for the General Assembly, for local offices, for statewide offices, have had to comply with these ballot access requirements. I've had to do it a number of times. So no one should have been the least bit surprised by the fact that we have these ballot access requirements in place. And I would suggest that over the years, they have actually served Virginia well. Now, having said that, it's always fair to have a discussion about should we change these things? And given what's happened in 2012, I suspect we will have a discussion about should we change these things. But you can't change them in 2012. You know, one of the fundamental requirements of Bush v. Gore in 2000 was that you can't change the rules in the middle of the game. That's what they tried to do in Florida. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. So, for example, last week we had the Attorney General come out and say, well, we should change them in 2012. And then I think after he said that, he thought about it a little bit more. Some of his advisors in the Attorney General's office probably said, whoops, you know, you can't really do that. So he came back and ultimately took the right position, which was maybe we need to talk about changing them in future elections, but we can't change them now. So, you know, this case in the federal court, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I just can't imagine that a federal court is going to say you can change the rules in the middle of the game. Everybody knows whether you like the results or not, it's just not fair to the people that worked hard and complied with the rules.
So that's what those of you in Virginia, in terms of your lieutenant governor, may have in store for your upcoming primary. I only have two Republicans on the ballot there. What's the value of that? 800-510-8255. Mitt Romney on top. What say you? Calls coming up here on the countdown.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple action mini gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega 3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. Alright then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you take Viagra? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? Look, at $18 a pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for just $3, and it comes with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $15 per pill for the same results. One more? We'll give you 40 blue pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 1-800-764-6923 and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now at 1-800-764-6923. That's 1-800-764-6923.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Continuing on the countdown, given how well plotted every last detail of Romney's events has been, impossible not to wonder about the level of meaning in the song you just heard blaring from speakers in Ames, Iowa, as he went to the microphone on a recent night of campaigning. Eye of the Tiger was performed by Survivor. It extolled grit and stamina and their contributions to eventual glory. So is that the appropriate song? What do you think ought to be Mitt Romney's song, or a song for any of these candidates? 800-510-8255. Alan still supports John Huntsman, eh?
I wanted to talk about John Huntsman. Now, that's a name that, you know, we haven't been hearing too much tonight, and he hasn't been doing too well. And, you know, it's really surprising to me, and I think it should be for, you know, everybody else. I mean, the man is an ambassador to China. That is one of the fastest-growing countries in the world. If we need anyone who is going to be able to, you know, speak with them, you know, be trade partners with them, and all that, like, don't you think someone who could speak Chinese and be as knowledgeable about the country as him, wouldn't they be a great candidate to go up against Barack Obama?
John Huntsman, the best qualified candidate. You think that's true? 800-510-8255. Interesting to see how he does in New Hampshire, for sure. And again, keeping a focus on what you want to do and who you want to support. And if you're a Democrat, are you going to change your stripes and vote in Republican primaries in your state?
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Focus on the GOP race, the Iowa caucuses. That's where we are. It's Wednesday morning, January the 4th. Thank you for joining. And when I say joining, your calls at 800-510-8255. Is this an historic day? Nah. But interesting as to how things are shaking out. Here's Vance in Texas on Ron Paul.
I think Ron Paul is probably the greatest hope for this country, because what he does is he thinks in politics in three dimensions. People should not think that it's just the United States versus these bad countries in the rest of the world, but it's also the United States government versus the people of the United States, and how much our liberties are being trampled upon by the government of the United States. We now have a situation where Congress has passed a law, the NDAA 2012 Act, which gives the president the right to detain a person indefinitely for life without a lawyer, just on the say-so of the president, labeling that person a terrorist or a terrorist sympathizer or a terrorist assistant. That is a terrible, terrible unconstitutional law. And only Ron Paul is bringing this up.
Ron Paul is the only one bringing up lots of things in terms of what's going on. Our war, apparently somebody's listening to this. The budget, the Defense Department budget, apparently going to be cut by a couple of $100 billion. Somebody's listening. Mr. Panetta announcing that the number the GAO came up with of $460 billion is sufficient if we get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, and stop fighting in so many places. So somebody's hearing that. See if that becomes a campaign issue, I mean a serious one. And this is the response from Obama. Meanwhile, Iran isn't backing down. They fired a couple of long-range missiles and warned that the American carrier that's there needs to get away from their shoreline. So saber-rattling. It's important that the next president handle these people the appropriate way, who among the Republicans is capable of doing that? Comments to 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us. The listen box at DougStephan.com sends you to Facebook and Twitter should you care to comment. The phone calls are best because they help people listening to the program understand what you're thinking. Here's another person that likes Ron Paul. His name is Clarence.
I like Ron Paul a lot because of the issues, the simple fact that I voted for Obama because I thought Obama was going to stop the wars and he was going to be like Roosevelt and do like public option and jobs and stuff like that. And Ron Paul is more like, he sounds like Obama in 2008, to really say, you know, because he wants to stop the wars, and he has another issue that I really like, and that's the drug policies. I think that it's not fair that they arrest people for drugs that, you know, that they want to use, and you have, like, legal drugs that are killing people. You have Vioxx, and you have, you know, a lot of medicines that are not good for people, and I think that it's all the same. You know, because when you let people drink liquor, like Ron Paul says, it's the same thing. So it's like, you know, it's kind of like dumb issues. And also, one quick point, Mitt Romney, I think anybody that votes for him, this is a guy that says that corporations are people. I mean, that's like a crazy idea. Where'd they get that from? I mean, who think of, I mean, what? Okay, that's a good thing about idea. Corporations are people. Corporations are not people. I mean, and he's going around saying that, and people are going to vote for that? They'll vote against their own self. They're hurting themselves.
All right, there's passion for Ron Paul and none for Mitt Romney. Does he show courage? And will you show courage in the new year, changing your party affiliation to vote in the primaries or voting for somebody that isn't popular with the news media like Ron Paul? Here, last caller of the hour from the state of all the interest, Don, you're in Iowa.
Yeah, I just want to say that I don't see anybody in the Iowa field there that looks like they have anything to offer that's new. It all looks like basically the same old Bush-Cheney stuff recycled when it comes down to it. They call themselves conservatives, but when it comes down to it, look at Santorum. He brought more pork back to Pennsylvania when he was in. Romney, he's just a businessman who wrecked companies and closed them out and basically did everything he could to, you know, for the bottom line for his stockholders. And he would do the same for this country, sold out for a heartbeat. And when it comes down to it, Ron Paul's the only one that says anything I really agree with, and that's we shouldn't be agitating Iran with the sanctions. And we should get out of the war in Afghanistan. I mean, you know, that's basically the only thing that I see that anybody says that makes any sense at all.